Okay, we are cruising through the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are so glad that you are joining us on this Friday night. I want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and one of my favorite guys on the planet, Andy Pondillo, is with us tonight. Of course, he's our producer of our program, and he is breaking it all down. We've been talking about the Houston Astros before we went to commercial break, but Andy, I'd like to pause and extend an invitation to share with all the listeners across the country where they can go and listen to that fabulous podcast of yours.
Yes, I have an Astros podcast blasting off climbingtallishill.com, and you know, we've been breaking it down quite a bit. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride of a season, so our emotions have been all over the place. Co-host is on the disabled list right now, getting surgery on his finger. So you'll be hearing me mixing in some new co-hosts for the next few weeks, and it'll be a lot of fun getting some new blood on the podcast.
Okay, so I was sharing before the break for the Houston Astros, the strikeouts for the team, they lead the MLB and they keep piling up, and you were talking about Springer and Singleton. I gotta ask you, I mean, you got two young power hitters in the middle of the order. Talk to me about their progression and how they continue. We're past the midpoint of the MLB season.
Well, right now, George Springer, he is a mature hitter beyond his years. You're going to talk about how he leads the American League in strikeouts. Yes, but that's just part of who he is. The thing is, if you're a strikeout guy, you have to offset it. Can you walk? Can you do things with your legs? Can you do things in the field? Can you hit for power? Springer does all of that, and I think he will be able to diminish the strikeouts a little bit with a better two-strike approach. I don't think he needed a two-strike approach very often in the minor leagues. He was able to get away with a lot. That's going to be the challenge for him going into next season. I don't think it's something that can quite be corrected mid-season. That's something you do with your swing, shooting the ball the other way. That's something you work on for months at a time. So I look for him to do that. But besides that, his maturity, George Springer, it's amazing. He's nearing the 20 home run mark. First year in the league, he's already set rookie records for the Astros for home run totals before the All-Star break. Just mammoth power, and the way he uses his power to all fields is something that's very unique in a young hitter. You see other hitters do that maybe later in their career. They learn their strokes to different field, how to take a cutter on the outside corner and take it deep to right center. It's not something you see in a young guy like you've seen in George, and I compare him right now, the way he's hitting home runs. I've used very strong comparisons. I've used Ryan Braun, and now I'm going to use Giancarlo Stanton, because I haven't seen guys hit towering home runs like that other than Giancarlo. We see it in the Home Run Derby. Also, an interesting note of George Springer, he leads the American League in home runs since the date he was called up. So he's not only leading rookies in home runs, he's leading the entire major leagues in home runs, or American League rather, in home runs since he was called up. So you go back to that date, and he's been absolutely tremendous. As for John Singleton, process a little slower. He's a little bit younger guy, but his appearance at the plate is as good as you want. It takes a major league at bat, sees a lot of pitches. Right now, his struggles, the strikeouts are high, yes. That's something we're always going to go back to with the Astros, but it's also what he's doing when he makes contact. Sometimes it's not smart contact. He's swinging maybe at the wrong pitch. Maybe he's pulling the ball when he should be going the other way. He's rolling over on it. The mechanics sometimes are off. But besides that, the quality of at-bats he takes, the pitches he sees, I believe it's going to lead him to have further success once he matures a little bit more.
Okay, we're getting the Astros update with Andy Pondillo right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. I want to back up just a moment, Andy, talking about Springer, just the energy that he brings. But what was your anticipation coming into the 2014 season? Because he has really exceeded expectations. I mean, did you know what he was capable of doing?
I didn't know he could hit for power like he has. I knew that he was going to be a complete player that could hit for maybe a little average. We haven't seen the average yet, but I knew he could get on base. I knew he could run. I knew he could play excellent defense. I knew he could mix the power with that. Now, could you really have expected him from last year to put up a 40-40 campaign and translate that to the majors? That's going to be very difficult to do at the major league level. That's usually reserved for guys like Barry Bonds. So I didn't know if he could keep that type of stature up, because he was coming with a lot of expectation. When you're a young guy on a young team with a lack of veteran leadership, that's going to be hard to do. There's a lot of pressure put on George Springer. I think he's done a phenomenal job. I couldn't have imagined he would have hit for this kind of power at this age. It's almost unheard of to see a guy come to the major leagues and hit like he has.
Okay, talk to me about the second baseman, Jose Altuve. He is just having an incredible season, and what primed to record just the second 200-hit season in Astros history. Is this true?
Yes. Jose Altuve will get to 200 hits very easily at the pace he's going. Already over 120 hits, nearing 130 hits right now, putting up each row-like statistics with the stolen bases, the hits. You know, they're talking about the numbers he could put up. Yeah, I believe it's over 200 hits and 70 stolen bases. I believe he'd be the first guy to do that since 1933. I'd have to check that again. But, I mean, he's going into rare territory now with the types of hits and stolen base combination numbers he's putting up. Also, a thing to note is not only the stolen bases, because we've seen guys have big stolen base years but get caught 30 times. He's stolen 28 bases in a row to this point we're recording. So not only is he a great base stealer, but the percentage of it is phenomenal.
Well, and he's just behind what D. Gordon of the Dodgers, correct?
Yes, behind D. Gordon in the major leagues, leads the American League in stolen bases. And the funny thing is, he's a fast guy, but he's not that fast. There's a lot faster guys in Major League Baseball, Michael Bourne, D. Gordon, but he knows how to steal bases, and there's an art to it. I think he spent all offseason trying to figure that out. He had 30 stolen bases last year. This is a huge increase. I don't think anybody saw it coming. And, you know, it just shows you to the young players out there that, you know, if you don't have a big body, you're not the power hitter, you're not the premium prospect, that you can still learn something in the offseason. You can play winter ball, or you can work for months and months and months and improve your game in some certain way. I think he was determined to improve his stolen base game, and he's come out there and done that.
Well, Jose Altuve, also one of the keys for his success and his consistency, is he's remained so healthy. I mean, what, Andy, he's only missed 3 games this year. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right around that figure. And a guy that steals a lot of bases, plays middle infield. You know, between stealing bases and playing the middle infield, you're going to have a lot of bodies colliding. You're going to have spikes hitting your ankles. You know, also a guy that dives out in front of the plate that's prone to a hit by pitch. He's taken a couple very hard hits this season. So it's very fortunate that he's been able to stay healthy. I think all Astros fans will knock on wood with that, because he's the type of guy that could get, you know, run into, whether it's the stolen bases, whether it's the pitches, whether it's playing second base. There's a lot of chances for little tacky injuries there.
Okay, let's quickly hit on, talk to me about the Mariners. They continue to compete, don't they?
They have surprised me this season. Their pitching is impressive, and we talk about the midseason moves teams are making. Maybe the Mariners made the best move, and it wasn't even a move at all. That was getting Taijuan Walker back from the disabled list, one of the most phenomenal young pitchers I've seen. His stuff is just absolutely raw, and their pitching 1-5 is as good as it gets in the American League. The question I have is their offense. Pitching can carry you so far. Pitching can carry you to 84, 85 wins. Is it enough to get into a wild card position? I would say it's possible right now. I would say it's possible we see 3 teams from the AL West make postseason play with the 2 wild cards. So I wouldn't rule the Mariners out completely. I've said over and over and over again that they're going to fall apart in the second half, but I keep eating my words. So I think they're still an 80-win team. I don't think they can surpass the Angels or A's, though.
Okay, well, talk to me about the Angels and Mike Trout. Is he the hands-down MVP this season?
He has to be. If anyone else is the MVP, I don't care if the Angels go to the postseason. I don't care if they don't win a World Series. You know, they always base it on postseason. I don't care. Mike Trout is the MVP of the American League. If you can name one better player that plays a complete game more so than Mike Trout, I would tell you to name him, because I don't know who he is.
Well, I remember us having this conversation way back in April. And it's always a pleasure when you drop by YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I just put it on cruise control because you make my job so easy. Thank you so much for dropping by.
I appreciate it, as always.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR and the Big E Sports Show.